Everything I'm going to tell you is classified top secret.
Now let's take a closer look at what happened on September 11th, 2001, and how it's being used to usher in a new world order.
There are none so hopelessly enslaved as those who foolishly believe that they are still free. All I want to do is wake up the masses, that's why these fascists is trying to kill me. Feel me, there's something fishy about Lower Manhattan. Questions about the buildings that ain't nobody asking, like, who really did it? Who had the opportunity and who benefited? Homeland Security. Can't believe it was Muslims acting on their own resources with no government backing, that the feds were slacking, it was all an accident. 19 terrorists with no one tracking them. That's bullshit, man, it was ordered to happen. So we give our rights up in an orderly fashion. Slave masters get their whips back to cracking, holograms crashing, weapons of mass distraction.
Who benefited? Has the power to cover it up.
The global crime syndicate that George W. Bush and his family fronts for has everything to gain from the September 11th attacks. A national ID card, a national control grid, a cashless society.
What we're witnessing is the construction of a worldwide dictatorship.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
I know they're plotting killing me, sharpening the guillotine, build a case, torture me till they get a guilty plea. I know the public's feeling me, I expose it to tyranny. 9/11 was a CIA on a killing spree. I know they've dumbed down the masses with public education. They've kept us distracted with wage-driven enslavement. They've kept us confused with media and news, and rubbed it in our face with coincidental clues. They've kept us from uniting with social divisions, politics, religion, not to mention racial tensions. They've kept themselves hidden through history books rewritten in the plot for world control. 9/11 was the linchpin. Power-hungry politicians, nothing more than puppets. A socialist dictatorship was showing all the symptoms. Kenneth Lake is rich while millions others lose their pensions. A thirst for vengeance in need of quenching.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process.
I'm battling something bigger than any MC. I battle the beast, political illiteracy. The idiocy of the brainwashed masses, the hideous deeds of the puppeteer masters, insidious greed of these corporate fascists, credit cards and universal product codes to track us. The fact is the system is almost cashless. The crash is coming, 1929 was practiced. Pretty soon the microchip will be mandatory. You got it backwards, thinking that they even ask us. Resisting it, put into the category a terrorist, part of the evil access. They get you in the system just as soon as they're able, with an SS number before you hit the cradle. They target the streets with lies and subliminal angles. The mark of the beast disguised as a digital angel.
We're dealing with a group of predators, an elite who sees us as cattle, as their slaves. The globalists have America and Europe in their grasp today. Tomorrow, they want the world.
There is a chance. There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
A new world order.